Patriots. Did you guys see that today? Our wonderful president has added this beautiful patio to the White House, and he's cranking up the tunes. And it's him. Baldwin posted that he was out there changing the songs and all that, just like he does at Mar-a-Lago. Hey, you guys, I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. If you guys are new, I'm so glad to see you guys. I look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing is literally biblical. Look at this. Isn't that beautiful? I just love that. He's the one who sets the vibe. He really is. He sets the vibe. And just imagine, I'm just everything he touches, just it just seems so, makes everything so fun and entertaining and just blessed. So I just love it. I'm so glad you guys are here. If you guys are new and you're not familiar, my website is melissaredpill.com. You could say freedomforce.live, but it might be easier just to say melissaredpill.com. That kind of has stuck with me. And so, yeah, check out all the great information we have over there. We have tons of research about end times. We have tons of research about health. I'm seeing people getting well right and left. We have the books about the end times. If you go to freedomforce.live/endtimes or click right there, you'll see great information, very good news about end times, and the audiobooks are here. All of our social media is here. Don't forget, hit the like right now, you guys. Hit the like button right now, because I know you're going to like it. You always do. We always have a great time and have great, great information. All right, so I posted something today. I want you guys to help me to make it go semi-viral, okay? So here's what's going on. President Trump posted this after the European leaders left. I posted this. I hope you guys saw it. And I want to play a good portion of it. Well, it's actually just 50 seconds on this one. He says, Ursula von der Leyen, the distinguished and highly respected president of the European Commission, and I have been discussing the massive worldwide problem of missing children. This is likewise a big subject with my wife, Melania. It is a subject at the top of all lists, and the world will work together to solve it. Right? Does that sound like the 17 board trust humanity? We're not putting up with this, right? Hopefully bringing them home to their families. He also said just a couple of weeks ago, there are like 300,000 children missing, right? So President Trump is bringing this to the top of mind. So he just posted this. And so in my opinion, he is calling out the European leaders because they have the ability to put a stop to this, at least in Europe, and they haven't. So that tells you right there, he's pointing the finger at them, and it's connected to Ukraine. We're going to get to that in just a second. All right, so I wanted to play for you what he says on this post that President Trump posted on his Truth Social.
As you know, 500,000 children trafficked over a four-year period in the United States. This administration is going to investigate every instance of child trafficking, labor trafficking, sex trafficking, child smuggling, and all the attendant crimes involved in that. And our message to everyone in the country is to cooperate fully with Immigration and Customs Enforcement so that we can end the scourge of child trafficking and child abuse that has been endemic these last 4 years.
Something that you should...
Oh, sorry, it's a little bit loud. Let me see if I can bring that down just a little bit. Just a little bit. Hold on.
...that you haven't reported... As you know, 300,000 children are missing, right? 300,000 under Biden. We've already gotten back 10,000 of those children, and we have a lot more planned to come back. We're getting them back by the thousands. But 300,000, and this morning, over 10,000 we've gotten back.
Yes. Wow. That's my little child right there. I love her just like a little, those little precious, I just cannot imagine, you know, these parents and how they are suffering. And so President Trump is talking about getting these children back. So he's bringing this to the forefront. This is absolutely huge. And let's talk about how this connects to what's going on in Ukraine. I'm going to play this video that General Flynn posted. This was actually a while back, but I just, you know, he's been trying to expose this for a very long time. So check this out.
What we're seeing in Ukraine is we're seeing a country that is, and everybody knows this now, there's no more hiding this. You know, so why is Ukraine so important? Well, it's a hub for human trafficking. It's a hub for specifically for child trafficking. It's a hub for narcotics trafficking. It's a hub for weapons trafficking. We know about our bio labs because Victoria Nuland said we had them there. I mean, we've always known that, but, you know, that's stated now publicly. And there's a lot of money just flowing into this this country. And you say to yourself, where is this money going? And we...
Is it money laundering? Is it
oh,
money laundering?
I mean, money laundering, you name it. You know, just this week, and it's and it may not have come up on your screen, but I know you pay attention a lot. I mean, there's a couple of people, I think one of them is like somebody in the Ministry of Defense there, and it might be the Minister of Defense, or it may be somebody in his orbit. They're buying these now, these gigantic homes for, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And you say to yourself, how is this?
Right. Okay. So he basically is connecting these dots with this video. So I just posted this on the social media. So if you guys can go and share those things, I think that will help people realize what the whole point is with Ukraine and this Ukraine war, and what President Trump was posting with this von der Leyen woman, and that this is what is controlling what's going on in Ukraine. This is the reason that Putin went into Ukraine, to stop the trafficking, to stop the bioweapons labs, to stop the money laundering. This is what, you know, is at issue right here. And he can't say this. He said it in a very, very diplomatic way on this post right here. Let me see this one right here. He says, you know, oh, she's highly, you know, distinguished and highly respected president of the European Commission. She knows about this. She knows, and she's been, you know, allowing it to continue. So, you know, he is the one who is bringing this up. He's been doing this for years, but I just feel like, you know, he's really at this point putting the pieces together for everyone to realize this is what's behind what's going on in Ukraine. And he, like I said, he can't say that, but we can share that. And so what I did was I did this little video right here, this short video, and you guys can maybe share this. I'll pinned it on the top of my Melissa Red Pill X account. So I'm going to copy the link. I'm going to post it into the chat. Just say share this. It is the just a short video that I did that hopefully will help people realize what he's up against. This is why they have not wanted peace, because they don't want all of their trafficking, all the crimes against children and the drug trafficking. You know, of course, all that Biden did with Burisma and, you know, the oil, all that. They don't want all that to come out. Not, first of all, they don't want the exposure of the crimes. And second of all, they don't want to have to stop, because this is their money pit. This is where they have all the money to do all their, to run the world. Okay, so this is it's a hub for a big, it's just a big money laundering operation over there, as General Flynn was also saying. All right, so definitely go and share that. If you don't mind, please help me to do that. So we've had pretty good eyes on it so far, so let's keep it going. Yay for this. This is what Tulsi Gabbard did. I can't believe it's taken this long, but finally, Tulsi Gabbard strips 37 security clearances over the Obama-ordered intel report that launched Russiagate. So I'm thinking this is Strzok and Page and Clapper and Comey and all the rest of them, which is outrageous, because many of them aren't, you know, retired, and they still have had their security clearances, but now they don't. So this is very, very good news that she has stripped them of their security clearances. It's just outrageous to me that they would keep their security clearances even after they would retire. Doesn't that sound just crazy to you? Anyway, so I wanted you to see that. I'll read this little post that was put out. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard announced the revocation of 37 security clearances of current and former officials who abused public trust by politicizing and manipulating information, including several who were involved in the controversial Barack Obama-ordered assessment of Russian influence in the 2016 election. Right? They're saying President Trump is a Russian asset, blah, blah, blah. An ODNI memo dated Monday announced that more than three dozen intel professionals, including a former top aide to Obama, DNI James Clapper, had either politicized or weaponized intelligence, failed to safeguard classified information, or not followed tradecraft standards. So that's amazing. Very, very exciting that it's finally they no longer have their security clearance. So it's... As you know, this is taking forever, but it's finally that's a big step. All right, so now I wanted you guys to see one other thing that President Trump was on Fox and Friends this morning and talking about the NATO deal. What are they going to do with NATO and Ukraine's role? And so the issue has been, all or nothing, that Ukraine would join in NATO and be a voting member and would be able to bring in troops into his country to go against another country, and they would to do offensive activities. But now President Trump, genius that he is, has a terrific idea. He says, how about if we have where you are not a NATO member, Ukraine is not a NATO member, but where they support you on a defensive role. And that makes perfectly good sense. We don't need to support anyone on an offensive role. We just can just, it's fine to support them on a defensive role, but that we wouldn't in as the United States, except maybe as coordinating and also potentially air defense, but just defense, okay? So I want you to hear it straight from him. So let me just let him explain it. All right, here's what he said.
There was great unity that was there, and we saw their public comments, but when you got them in the Oval Office, we have this photo of you sitting at the Resolute desk, and all of these world leaders are sitting in front of you. What did they say to you privately? Because it looked like they're on the same page as you, sir.
Yeah, they are. They're very good people. They're very good leaders of their countries, and they want to get back to leading their country. You know, they're consumed far more with this than we are, because they're right there. You know, we have an ocean that's separating us, right? A thing called an ocean, a big, beautiful ocean. And they don't. You know, they're right there. So they have to, you know, that's a different kind of a thing for them. When it comes to security, they're willing to put people on the ground. We're willing to help them with things, especially probably if you talk about by air, because there's nobody has the kind of stuff we have. Really, they don't have. But I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think if a deal is made, famous last words, right? But I think if a deal is made, I think Russia's had it. They've all had it. And for a very extended period of time, I don't think there'll be a problem. But so, there'll be some form of security. It can't be NATO, because that was that's just not something that would ever, ever happen. They couldn't do that. So who would want that? I mean, if you were Russia, who would want to have your enemy, your opponent, sitting on your line? You don't do that. So it was always thought that Ukraine was sort of a buffer between Russia and the rest of Europe. And it was a big, wide buffer. Everything worked out well until Biden got in.
All right, so that's terrific, a terrific plan. And if they still don't want to have something reasonable, a reasonable negotiation, then it will point out that they have a reason for this to not be resolved, because they don't want their crimes to be exposed. And so I feel like what's going to happen is they're going to say Putin is going to want to maintain some of these areas that prove their crimes, and that's where they're probably is going to be a rub. So we'll watch and see how this all plays out. But the bottom line, the world has to know how Ukraine has been used for very nefarious activities. And I really, again, going back to what President Trump said here, this was what he was really pointing out. Okay, so that was terrific that he that came out. Now, this was what Carolyn Leavitt said on at the White House press briefing room today about the NATO policy.
Which is the president has definitively stated U.S. boots will not be on the ground in Ukraine, but we can certainly help in the coordination and perhaps provide other means of security guarantees to our European allies. The president understands security guarantees are crucially important to ensure a lasting peace, and he has directed his national security team to coordinate with our friends in Europe and also to continue to cooperate and discuss these matters with Ukraine and Russia as well.
All right, so that's, yeah, so it's, again, security guarantees, as in protection, defense types of activities. So that is where they are right now on that. So we'll just go one step at a time and see how this all plays out. Now, this was kind of funny, because it's such a strange sanctioned negotiation, but this they had already said, we're not going to do the ceasefire first. We're going to just go straight to the peace negotiations. And this guy, I can't remember his name right now, but he was like trying to convince Trump in front of everyone, oh, to do something different. And so Maloney has this look on her face, and the eye rolls is just like she wishes this guy would shut up. But that's, I thought that was kind of funny. Check it out.
And let's try to put pressure on Russia, because the credibility of these efforts we are undertaking today are depending on at least a ceasefire from the beginning of the serious negotiations from next step on. So I would like to emphasize this aspect and would like to see a ceasefire from the next meeting, which should be a trilateral meeting wherever it takes place.
Well, we're going to let the president go over and talk to the president.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, she thought this guy is an idiot. Anyway, but yeah, so if you look at that meeting in the Oval Office, who do you think is in power? Who's in control? Clearly, President Trump is in control. No doubt about it. So that, I thought that was awesome to see that he's sitting at his desk. He's clearly in control. All the others are having to sit and listen to him. So it's so great that we have our wonderful president compared to Biden. Oh, goodness. All right. So really, really exciting days. All right. Cash dumped a huge D-class today. I have not had 2 seconds to go through it, and so I need you guys to help. I posted this over on the social media earlier today, and so hopefully you guys saw it. I can share one of the links. Let's see, I'll share one of the links right here. But the thing is, it's this one right here is 300 pages. So it would be great if you guys, I'll put one right here. I'll just say D-class, and if you guys could review some of that and then post in the comments what you have found, what skeletons have been in the closet, because we need to find out, you know, what is in these documents that we've been screaming for D-class for all this time. So now it's time for us to actually see what they have, what they say. All right. So the other thing is, today I did a bonus video, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but the hot news is that Mike Lindell is suing Facebook. So I just want to join with him on suing Facebook, because these people have done denying us our civil rights of free speech on Facebook. He has been, I mean, we've all been banned. We've all been shadow banned. We've all, you know, and for him, he's had his company just bashed and stopped. He's been debanked and deplatformed and all these different things, you know, but specifically on Facebook, he is suing them because right now this whole election information has got to come out about, you know, because our elections are coming up and we have to get these machines out of there. So he actually was talking about a state of emergency that President Trump, if he does a state of emergency in Washington, D.C., one of those powers might be that he says, the state of emergency, one of my powers is that we will not use these election machines because they're just fraudulent, and the CISA knows it. And the crazy thing he talks about, anyway, I'll share the links because I'm not going to go into the whole thing right now, but he's talking about how they are telling the governors on all the executive orders President Trump has been putting out, they're saying not to follow them. Actually, just, I mean, it's treason to just say, just deny, disobey the orders of your president. All right, so here's the this is the election. I'll just post this one here too. Election video right here, and I'll post it in the comments. And I know my wonderful team Melly will post those into the comment section. Okay, it's in the chat right now. All right, so this was gigantic. So it's the name of this is the fact checker. I didn't even talk about that. The fact checker for Facebook has flipped. Check it out. It's really exciting. And he might end up going against, testifying in court about what he was told to do as the fact checker. Really good. So now they're just, of course, doing AI. They're using AI. Okay. One other thing that I want to share with you guys, and I have something special that we're going to do after this. This is a passage in Isaiah chapter 61. And so I just want to remind you of the blessings that we have for the golden age. And if you remember, this is the passage that our Lord Jesus went into the temple in his hometown, and he read out this passage, and all the people in the town, they literally got so angry with him because he said, today this is fulfilled in your hearing. And so they know that this is a messianic passage, and he was claiming that he was the Messiah. And so they literally took him to the brow of the hill to throw him off. They got so irate over what he was telling them. And, you know, he was telling them that their hearts were hard and they were not willing to hear the truth. He did not pull any punches with them. Of course, the Bible says he moved out of the midst of them and he was able to get away from them. But here is the passage that he read, and I believe it has it had fulfillment, of course, in our Lord Jesus' first advent, but even more in the second advent for the golden age. It says, the Lord's spirit is on me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good news to the humble. Humble in the sense of that we humble ourselves before the Lord. So we say, we'll obey you. You know the best way for us to live. You know the best thing for us to do. And so we humble ourselves before you to obey you, right? He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to release those who are bound. So there's a lot of different ways that people have been held captive, and that it's not just the people who are behind bars. We're going to talk about that in just a second, because I think one of the biggest ways that people are held captive is because of some of these diseases that we've had. The things that they have done to our health have held us captive. I know people who have multiple sclerosis, people who have Guillain-Barré, you know, and they're in chains, basically. They can't live their lives as the Lord intended, for sure. And so I always talk about my wonderful, you know, Dr. Laura at prescribinglife.com, who is setting people free. It's just a beautiful thing. Really, it is. So this is the liberty for the captives. Also, people who are in chains financially, you know, people who are in chains with addiction. They have us in chains in so many ways. And this beautiful passage says, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of Yahweh's favor. Now, I believe that's the Jubilee year. We've talked about that on the day of the atonement is when you announce the Jubilee. And that was September 14th, 2024. And that was the day that President Trump actually announced the Golden Age. You know, I'm writing a book on the Golden Age about health and wealth and peace and joy. And so it'll break forth in the Golden Age. But, to proclaim this year of Jubilee, the Jubilee year is where the captives are free and the debts are canceled. So the debt, and also the day of vengeance of our God. This is what we're wanting. We're wanting the vengeance to come down on these evildoers, right? And this is what we're witnessing. I wanted you to connect these dots, because we're witnessing when they're losing their security clearance, when they're being brought to before Congress, when they're being brought up on grand juries, this is the rumblings of justice coming for them. And these are the ones that are just before the ones at the top of the New World Order. They're the front lines. And also the cartels. I just did a video on the cartels. If you didn't see that one, go back and look at the last one, because I talked about how the cartels are over like 24, 27 of the high cartel members have just been arrested. Huge. Their whole system is coming down. The day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? This is what we are witnessing. We're witnessing the year of Jubilee. We're witnessing it goes a little slower than what I wanted. I was kind of always thinking it was going to be more like you just snap your fingers and this would get done. And that's not exactly how it's happening, but it is happening, right? And then also, I want you to read this with me, Psalm 103. It says, praise Yahweh, my soul, all that is within me. Praise his name. Praise Yahweh, my soul, and don't forget his benefits. He forgives all your sins, and he heals all your diseases. Now, we haven't seen that fulfilled, but we will in the golden age. And this is what we're going to be talking about. I've got someone who's going to join with us, talking about how we can take back our health. It is so important that we are our own advocate to take back our health. And we have to research and we have to pray, and the Lord will lead us. Just like I've told you so many times how he has led me to the answer. I mean, it's really all the time. And I'm seeing people getting well, truly well. Like Marge. Are you here, Marge? Marge, her husband had COPD, and now he's well. And he has his life back. He's no longer a captive. Isn't that beautiful? Just very, very exciting. You know, if you haven't seen my, Healing Your Heart that is on my website right here, you've got to go and look at this, because right here, this one right here, Healing the Heart, you guys, if you weren't here at the time, I was poisoned. I think it was intentional. Someone poisoned me. And it very well easily could have been my life. But the Lord showed me how to be well. And I'm so thankful to know I have all these great people who I know that are true doctors. They're true, healers. And they are, they really are striving to help humanity to get well. And it's very, very exciting. So this is where we are going in the golden age. He redeems your life from destruction, and he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We're going to age in reverse. We're going to age in reverse. We're going to get well, and we're going to get stronger, and we're going to get better and better and better. All right. So if you want to know more about these things that I talk about, how this is biblical, go to, you can go onto Amazon and type End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, and you'll see the whole series that I have, because it's just clear as a bell. It is clear as a bell. It's very exciting news. It's the decode of Revelation. And it's not, if you're new, you might think, Revelation is scary. It's not. It's very good news. It's bad news for the bad guys. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. All right. So now, Mr. Doug, would you come on in? I would love for you to help me and share some great information with me. I'm going to go ahead and stop the share so we can be bigger. Okay, awesome. How are you, Doug?
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I know you're always good because you're healthy. It's, so great when I guess you heard me talking about not being held captive. It's so great when, we're not held captive to these diseases, and that the Lord is redeeming our lives from these diseases. And thank you so much for you and this amazing team that, you are all working so hard and taking so much guff from the left. From the cabal, but thank you for all that you have done to try to help people get their health back. So tell us, what do you have to share with us tonight?
Well, I guess the first one is just based on what you were saying, is let's can take control of our body and our sovereignness to be in control of our wellness. And, as you're talking about taking down this cabal and taking down all of the nefarious actors in that, let's look at the nefarious actors in the wellness world as well, because as much as they've got people enslaved in so many different aspects of life, they've also got us enslaved with our wellness and prescriptions and medications and, addressing the body through chemicals and all of that. And we need to break free of that dependence and break free of that whole modality and mindset so that we can reclaim ourselves and, like you're talking about, age backwards. And, the exciting thing is, I've been on your show now a couple of times, and seeing the support from your viewers and listeners back to the products has been amazing. But now we're starting to see the success and the stories and the testimonials coming out of people, taking control of their wellness and making this change and, being their own doctor. Forget about the medical system. Be your own doctor. God gave us a conscious, God gave us rational thinking, and we have to be able to make our own decisions on what's best for us.
You're never going to hear that from a doctor. They do not want you to think for yourself. They hate it when you think for yourself.
They really do. They want to get you enslaved. You know, the sad thing is the pharmaceutical system is trying to create clients for life. They want people to be on these prescription medications for the rest of their lives because they don't want to lose a customer. Where us on the natural side of the world, we want people to break free of those chains and those wellness chains that are holding them back. As much as we love customers, we don't want a customer for life because they're dependent on a product. We want to see people get truly healed. And we know that our Creator created our body to heal itself. We just need to give it what it needs naturally to do so. So that's the whole difference between, I'm going to say, the left-wing pharmaceutical hat and us on this side of taking control and giving that control to our Creator and what He gave us to heal our bodies.
Yes, so, and that's the hat that RFK wears. And it's just so refreshing to hear him talk about these very things and to use these things that we've been talking about before I ever even knew that RFK was going to get this amazing position. And so like, and also today, you know, they put out this huge thing for 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups in 5 minutes. I mean, just all of this to really change our mindset about taking, instead of a pill or a shot, to take back control of our health. Really, it's just a huge blessing.
Completely. And if we look at what I'm going to say the left medical system is doing to our healthcare, our wellness system, our foods, everything else. I was just reading I was catching up on some articles as you were talking through the first portion of the episode here. And just, you know, we're continuing to see turbo cancers, you know, just going like crazy. Why is RFK taking methylene blue? Put two and two together on that one. You know, methylene blue's got some amazing studies on what it can do for helping people there. And I'm not saying it's going to heal or treat or cure it, but put two and two together, be your own doctor and do some research on that.
And especially when they come out and say immediately, oh, it's horrible.
And that's the thing. As soon as the left wing demonizes anything, you know it's good, right?
That makes it easy.
When we went through all the craziness in 2020 and, you know, they went after all of the natural substances that supported the immune system and could take care of this problem naturally. You know, silver was a big one. The list goes on as far as what people were seeing success with supporting their body. Oh, no, you can't take that. It's quackery. It's banned. It's illegal. Let's get it out of the marketplace. But, you know, how convenient that one little thing that you poke in your arm is going to fix everything, which has proven not to do anything. Now we're seeing even a worse health crisis on the back side of that. And a lot of people thought that we'd see a health crisis on the back of that for 1 or 2 years. Well, we're just seeing it exponentially get worse. So now more than ever, we need to be supporting our immune systems and supporting our bodies, you know, from what's wreaking havoc on it. And I just saw another article a couple minutes ago, you know, valley fungus infections in California at an all-time high. And we're seeing, and this one's just blown my mind, and I've seen a lot of it lately in regards to animals, rabbits and rats and wild animals that are developing these absolute crazy tumors and turbo cancers. Well, why is that happening if they're not into our compromised system? And it's like, okay, what are they spraying that's creating some of these different things to wreak havoc on the bodies as well? You know, they're smaller. They're going to see the results quicker than us as humans are going to be. So if I can't drive the point home hard enough, we need to be taking care of our bodies now more than ever. And I know we've been saying that for a while, but from what I'm seeing as far as the exponential growth in a lot of sicknesses right now, we're going into cold and flu season. We know that the left is going to push all of their propaganda on what you need to take. I just read a report earlier today that actually Benadryl, of all things, if anybody trusts that, there's been some really nasty reports come out on Benadryl and what the side effects are on that now, which has become, you know, I'm not saying I ever trusted it, but in, you know, the pharmaceutical space and the over-the-counter and drugstore space of people going to get something to help in cold and flu season, now there's been some information that's coming out on that, that, hey, that might not be the best choice for you.
Yeah, so, and they're also, today they were saying, oh, you can get the flu shot by the nasal mist by mail. That's what they're pushing today. That's the newest thing. Yeah.
And I guess the simplest way to sum it up is, if it's not coming from our earth naturally, if it isn't something that our Creator created for us, take a real hard look before you put any of that into and onto your body, especially if you're looking to overcome any health concerns or really truly care for your body. How is your body going to respond to that? And I've come to a point where I don't trust anybody anymore. I don't trust any of the science. I don't trust any of the research, especially when it comes to those products and those applications, because it's a bought and paid for environment. You were talking about the cartels for a few minutes before I got on here. Well, those cartels that are pushing the illegal drugs are just as powerful and just as dangerous as the ones that are pushing the legal drugs. There's no difference, in my opinion. Yeah. They just give the body two different aspects. So really take control of your health now. Make those decisions that are important for you and your family. If you're going to trust the science that comes out of Scripture. Trust the science that comes out of what God created us. And we can beat this. We can overcome it. Yeah. You know, there is no illnesses that are a death sentence. It's just how we look at it.
I love that. I love that. Thank you for that. That's a great point. So let's go ahead. I'm going to share the screen because I want to talk about the silver. And so in case we were in a position where I don't like to take their antibiotics. I don't like to take that. I don't like something to destroy my good gut flora. I work really hard to make good gut flora. I like to keep my good gut flora. It keeps everything going right smoothly, and I don't like to destroy it. And so, yeah, and be sick, you know, miserable for weeks. So I don't like to take their antibiotics, but I do want to have something in case I get an infection. And so really that's where the silver comes in, right?
Totally. And you know, for any survivalists out there, anybody that's preparing for something that, you know, could go wrong, or just general wellness every day, silver is one of the best go-tos. And this isn't me saying it. Like, I don't want to look like I'm trying to promote product or anything, but let's just think about it from a common sense standpoint. Silver naturally destroys yeast, bacteria, fungus, mold, and viruses. Well, if you can find another naturally occurring property that does exactly that, I'll wait for your answer and we'll be sitting here for a while.
No.
So this goes right back to creation and our Creator of giving the body what the body needs. But if you think about it, yeast, bacteria, fungus, mold, and viruses, what is wreaking havoc on our bodies, on our digestive system, on our skin, on our immune system? It's a yeast, it's a bacteria, it's a fungus, it's a mold, it's a virus. So without saying that silver is going to be this, you know, fantastic be-all, cure-all, fix-all, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is think about what it is that's wreaking havoc on your body. If you're sitting there right now listening to this and you're thinking, man, I'm struggling right now, take a step outside of the medical system for a second. Take a step outside of that ailment that the medical system has labeled you with and think about it and just do 5 minutes worth of research to say, what's causing my X concern, right? What's causing my fibromyalgia? What's causing my toenail fungus? What's causing whatever it is? And just drill down a little bit and say, okay, well, what is it? And there's a pretty good chance that it's going to be a yeast, a bacteria, fungus, mold, or virus. Like, that's what's wreaking. That's the common, what starts the concern in the body. So God gave us this amazing, I don't want to say product. Product's the wrong word for it. God gave us an exceptional mineral to truly work in a positive manner within the body, right? And just like we see with vitamins, minerals, and herbs, and different botanicals, and coppers, and all these kind of things, like, our creator's pretty friggin' smart, is all
right.
I can say.
Right.
And way smarter than we are. So he, you know, he can do way more with than anything than what we can do. But we have to look at things from common sense, and we have to peel the layers of the onion back a little bit once in a while, be our own doctor, and say, what is wreaking havoc on my body? How can I naturally go after this and recorrect the ship, if that makes sense?
Yes, yes. Well, I do the structured silver every day in my smoothie. If you guys haven't seen my green smoothie, freedomforce.live/green smoothie. And I just love it, and I put it in there, and really it just tastes like water, but it's pH balanced, so it is, you can drink it as much as you want of it, and it doesn't have any negative effects on you at all. It's just only positive effects. So this is the one I do, I put in my smoothie right here, the structured silver solution. So, and I also do the spray. I love the mouth spray. I just love that. And so just, you know, making sure you keep your breath, not just fresh smelling, but actually, you know, that it's perfectly clean, you know, no bacteria, no fungus, no mold, whatever that would be. Or, and then in your nose, the first time I did the nose one, I was like, whoa, it kind of stung. And I think it's probably because I had a little bit of a nasal infection. So I'm really glad to have access to these.
Totally. And I've started mixing my silver twice a day. I actually mix it with the methylene blue.
And
I've actually really been liking that, because, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I know we're working to age ourselves backwards.
Right.
But I also want to make sure that I'm giving myself everything I can to be as strong as I possibly can. So I actually will mix the silver and the methylene blue. I don't have it in front of
me. I put the methylene blue in my smoothie. I put that in my smoothie also. I throw so much stuff in my smoothie. It makes it really easy, because the structured silver doesn't have an odd taste, but the methylene blue kind of does. But once I put it into my smoothie, it just has a, you know, tastes like a smoothie. It all just goes together. So I'm really glad to have that. Now, so tell me, if I had something that required an antibiotic, what would I do? Now, I know I do this on a preventative and for prevention, but how would I use this if I had and needed an antibiotic?
Well, what we want to do is we want to get silver in contact, right? And if somebody's, you know, in a distressful mode, on the bottle of the silver, you know, it says take 2 teaspoons twice a day. The one thing I want to stress is you can't overdose or overserve this product. For instance, for somebody, and I'm not trying to dodge your question on the antibiotics, but this is going to help with that. For a female with a urinary tract infection, you're actually going to want to take a bottle, and you're going to want to drink a quarter of that bottle first thing in the morning, followed by an ounce every hour for 8 hours, because you want to saturate the bladder.
Okay.
So when we're looking at, you know, most women for urinary tract infections are going to take antibiotics for that. Well, there's a good, clean, safe protocol without having to take the antibiotics, because the challenge with antibiotics is they destroy our whole gut microbiome, and then they also create an environment for yeast and candida to grow and flourish. And this is where, especially in females more than men, a lot of women, after going through heavy rounds of antibiotics, now all of a sudden have all of these yeast conditions, and they spend a long time trying to clean that up. So we're able to not interrupt and disrupt the gut microbiome. We're not going to create a yeast overgrowth, and we're going to go after those bad bacteria naturally.
Yeah. I believe in the golden age, we're not going to have these horrible antibiotics that are so hard on your body.
They're petrochemicals.
Yeah. Might as well just go eat and drink some gasoline. It's horrible.
Well, and the interesting thing is Big Pharma has actually stopped doing research on antibiotics, because now we've got all these antibiotic resistant bacteria. The Big Pharma in their petrochemicals and altered state products don't know how to get rid of these. And we hear about it, and we see it in the hospitals and everything, of these strains of bacteria that quote unquote can't be killed. Well, the nice thing with silver is silver doesn't care if it's an antibiotic-resistant bacteria or not. Silver is going to go after it at the cellular membrane, rupture that cell, and actually help that, you know, help the body overcome that. So silver's not discerning on antibiotic or non-antibiotic resistant bacteria. It's going to go after both of them the same way.
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah, so and just it just goes and it gets the bad guys and gets them out of there. So this is a 30-page, all this is free, on you guys, over on freedomforce.live/silver. It's not about this coins, okay? I'm not, if anybody tries to tell you I'm selling coins, I'm not selling any coins. I do promote this silver, though. I do, because I love it. I don't really promote that many things unless I know it's proven to be something that can help you to get your health back, so you do not have to be a guinea pig for these for big pharma. You know, my feeling about this came very naturally. My grandmother said 1,000 times, I'm not going over there to let them experiment on me. And so yeah, she really put that into my psyche, into my mind, that I do not want to have them controlling my health. So this is a 30-page PDF that you can download about how the silver protocol. So just like you gave one example, that we have just, you know, all these for you for free. So just download that book so you can have access to that. All right, so then what you do is just, you can actually go, when you go to ketocarry.com/FFB, and I'll share the link right here. I'll share it on in the chat. You can get a discount of 20% for the first time customers and a 10% for returning. I think there might be a 30% discount on there right now. I think there might be.
There could be.
Okay, let me just open it up and see, just real quick. Let me just see. It seemed like there was. Yeah, look at there. It's right there. 30% for the Freedom Force Battalion. Yay. We're special.
There you go.
Yeah.
Stock that, you know what? In this day and age, and this by no means is a sales anything, but in this day and age, with the way that our world's going a little bit crazy, it's always good to have a little bit extra on hand for just an in-case situation.
Yeah, I just got some extra. Yeah, because I love it. I want to make sure that I have what I need in case I have a
silver. I always keep 2 cases of it in my closet. 2 cases of silver, 2 cases of gel. Because the interesting thing is if something was to go funny in our world, all of my neighbors and friends and everybody in my area, you know what I do, and they're, you know, always over looking for what's the latest and greatest, or how can I help with that. So right. I want to make sure in a funny situation in the world, that's my currency.
Right,
and
right.
You know, how can I barter and trade, or hey, you know, you're going to need health and wellness, come over here and I'll trade you for food or eggs or whatever that's going to be.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, if you don't have your health, nothing else matters. What does RFK say? You know, that someone who's sick only has one dream, and that is to be well. And so, yeah, I love it. It just brings tears to my eyes that when I hear people who were sick and then they were made well. So, you know, seriously, take this all, very seriously for your health. And maybe you've been, you know, you've maybe spent many years maybe doing things that were, you know, getting addicted to the big pharma, but you know, it's never too late to turn it around and really take care of your body and do the detoxing. And so was there anything else that you wanted to share about any of these things today?
This has been good. You've got a lot of great information there now.
Yeah. From
when we first started talking to the library, and the resources that you've put together is amazing.
Thank
so
you.
I truly hope that the people that are following and listening to you are using these resources, because there's a lot of information there that can really make a positive impact in people's lives. And like I say, when we come on here and we're talking with you, this isn't to sell product or promote. This is to truly help people in their wellness, rethink their wellness, and inspire with hope that, hey, like, you got this. Like,
yeah.
You can totally heal your body naturally. It's what our creator programmed us for. And we just want to support you on that journey.
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes it takes, you know, it really takes prayer, and it takes just, and then the Lord will connect dots for you as you, you know, whatever you're dealing with. If you've got something or a loved one is dealing with something, you know, and you just have to, you know, think through it and bounce ideas off. And I have a dear friend who has an issue that's going on, and so she was saying she needed, you know, some advice, and she knew that I knew some people. So I actually reached out to Doug. A dear friend has it's actually a fibroid, and in her uterus. So I said, well, let me just ask Doug, and I also asked a couple of other people, and someone responded that they think that 9 times out of 10, or more, 99 times out of 100, it is a parasite that's parasites that are being encapsulated in this like into this in this fibroid. And so 9 times out of 10, when you go and take a stool sample, you'll see that you've this person has parasites and they need to do a parasite cleanse. Okay. So really, you know, it's so great to have all these wonderful people who have been called, you know, witch doctors, but they're really the true ones to help us to get well. Go ahead.
A really good way to look at a parasite cleanse too is the humic and fulvic and the silver. And this isn't saying this.
Okay.
There was a really good study done in Africa on malaria with silver. And it's documented, it's peer-reviewed that silver could help with malaria in 7 days, which malaria is a parasite. So when we're looking at parasite cleanse, and I'm not trying to say silver can do something, you know, that it can't, but there's been a lot of really good research on silver and small parasites, including malaria.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah. So, you know what, you guys over on the silver page, freedomforce.live/silver. If you look, you'll see that 30-page silver PDF that's free that Doug gave me to share with you guys. There are also 2 other books at the bottom. One was a PDF for animals, and the other one was for beauty, I think, was it?
For women's health.
Okay, women's health. So those are all for free for you guys to go over there and download. Now, so maybe if you have any of those protocols that you're talking about, have you given me that protocol so far, the one that you were just talking about for the parasite cleanse?
Yeah, I would recommend a shot glass of the silver, an ounce of silver 3 times a day, and then doing the humic and the fulvic, because the humic and the fulvic is also going to help pull those toxins out. And as we're basically killing off those parasites, we want to pull them and their offspring out of the body, which humic and the humic fulvic is really good bonding and pulling those out of the body. And it's easier on the body than an activated charcoal or a zeolite or any of those products that are, or substances that are going to scratch the layers of the stomach.
Okay. All right. So this is the one he's talking about. And I do that. I throw that in my smoothie also. I do have a lot of things. So it might look like it might be expensive, but the point is I just use such a little bit each day. So it's not that much.
That bottle will last 2 months.
Yeah. So this is what he's talking about, the trace minerals and the electrolytes along with the silver. So, okay, what I'd like to do is whenever I get all this information, I'd like to put it over onto the website so people have access to it. So, they won't have to look back for this video. So after this video is over, I'll go and put that protocol onto the website for you guys. And so there's also this page right here. Let me go back to this one. You might also, I really do like the sodium chloride, and this has great protocols on it also. Right here to detox the pathogens. So you might check into that, you guys, also. So, I mean, all these things, just research all these things, because, you know, what you might hear if you just like do a Google search, it's going to be completely different from what the truth is about it. Right.
Well, Google, you were talking at the very beginning of this episode about Mike Lindell and going after Facebook and the suppression and everything. And what most people don't realize is that's controlled by Big Pharma and the controlling elites to put their agenda, their products, and their corporations in front of everything. So the biggest lobbyist in Washington, D.C., Big Pharma. The biggest advertiser on television, radio, and all networks is Big Pharma. So what are they going to do? They are going to squish and make and demonize and try to get rid of anything that's naturally occurring that they can't patent that gets in their way. Because every time we work to heal somebody is a customer that we're taking away from them. So if we just look at it from a business standpoint, all of us in the natural space are the enemy because we're trying to take their customers away. We want to take their customers away. We want to see people get better and resilient and happy, not enslaved to pills and drugs.
Right. So I think I might have told you about this before, Doug, but when I was actually diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and my heart was all baggy from being in, it was under such duress for so long, it enlarged. And so they said, well, there's nothing that can help you. That's the end of it for you. That's, you know, you'll never be the same again. And I just didn't believe that. To be honest, the very first time they said it, it kind of hit me like a bag of bricks. It kind of was a gut punch. But then after that, I said, you know what? And also, Dr. Laura was very, because I just love the way that you guys speak about faith and that God made you to heal. And so it really, I said, okay, snap out of it. We're going, you know, the Lord is going to heal me. And we're going to do everything in our power to get our bodies, get this body back going again. And it took some time to get it back. And now when they've done, I guess, an MRI, it's not enlarged anymore. So, you know, they forget what he had said. And he had told me, you know, you need to have this, take this medicine for the rest of your life. And because he wanted me to be his patient, you know, and be, you know, buy a bigger boat, you know. And so, yeah, so I said, no, I'm not going that way. And so a lot of people really just, and it's really, really weird. I talk to people and they are just so, what's the word? I guess brainwashed into believing just whatever the doctor says in the white lab coat, that must be the truth. And, you know, that's just really, if you feel that that's the case, just pray that the Lord will help you to break free from that matrix. It really is a matrix. But if you want to read my story about healing the heart, that's how I was healed. And they say not to use that word, but look at me. Tell me what am I? You know, because at one point I couldn't even walk across the room. It was that bad. It was that bad. All right. I think that's everything. Is there anything else that you want to share?
This has been great. Yes. Thank you for having us on. And hopefully that we're making a difference in people's lives that are listening to us.
Yes.
And we're here from the heart truly help.
Really exciting. Thank you for joining with me. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for, I know you have a great team of doctors and I'm just going to call you healers because I don't even want to use that bad word doctor, but you know, those who are really, you know, fighting on the front lines to get our health back for the golden age, because, you know, you've taken it on the chin a lot, you know, and been maligned and kind of like Mike Lindell has been. So I really appreciate what you do. So thank you for that. And for creating the structured silver for us, for all of humanity. Let's pray. And then we're going to jet out. Okay, you guys. All right. So Lord, I thank you. We thank you that you have made our bodies wonderfully, just amazingly to heal. And that we know that, but somehow or another, we've gotten so brainwashed into thinking that, you know, we need to take a pill. So Lord, we ask that you would guide us on everything we put into our bodies so that we will have none of these diseases, and that, as your word says, we'll live as long as trees, and that our youth will be renewed like the eagles. Thank you, Lord, that you heal all our diseases. And Lord, we reject any thought that is not of you. We believe your word that you will touch our bodies with healing and that you will guide us so that we can be well and whole. And we just thank you for all these wonderful, what I'm going to call healers, who have just worked so hard to try to help to save humanity from the enemy, really the enemy. And I just thank you. I just pray you would bless us to get this truth out so others can be well also and no more have all these maladies that have really held them captive. Thank you so much for what President Trump is doing with this crisis in Ukraine and Russia. I thank you for the truth that is coming out. We pray, Lord, that very soon, immediately, these children will be released. Those captives will be freed. And no more will we have these evildoers harming children. Lord, set the world free. Awaken the world to this truth so that we can set everything right and that the evildoers can be removed from power and that the children will be safe with their parents, with their families. We thank you and we praise you that you've awakened us. Lord, use us to help share this truth everywhere that we possibly can so that we can be part of your great army. And we thank you that you have blessed us with this beautiful blessing to be part of what you're doing in this day, and that we're going to get to see the golden age of health and wealth and peace. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. Yeah. All right, guys. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got together. And don't forget to share this video. And I will talk to you later.